In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Very often when stewardship is recognized in churches once per year, the priest is always reminded to go easy on talking about money. Because many of us see stewardship as money and the priest asking for more money. But this is such a wrong concept. Because stewardship is about management. And as Christians, we are put here to manage our affairs. And as we manage our affairs, to remember that the affairs of God are managed by no other ones but us. The church is able to be what it is today because of us. It is our stewardship which counts. And as we celebrate Christ the King, we see here a similarity. Christ the King was not so much one who exerted power and authority, but one whose authority was made manifest in humility and service. The purpose of God in Christ was to show people that the more you give of yourselves to God, then life eternal will be yours forever. We experience life now that is very temporary. Some of us are here for 50, 60, 100 years. But what is most important is that as we invest our time to manage our affairs, we need to invest our time in preparing for the life to come. So Christ, who came as King, was not that king as other earthly kings. You and I know that whenever there's the visit of a king or a queen, if we are so privileged to meet them, we need to be on our very best behavior, very well dressed to meet the king or the queen. In the same way, we come to meet the King here every Sunday. That is why we come with our piety. We don't hear much anymore about piety. That is why we come with our solemnity. We don't hear much about solemnity today. But when we come in worship of God, it is to give of Him our very best, our very lives in His service. So, Christ the King and stewardship connects. Because stewardship asks us to give of our best. We come this 1 hour to give God time. Time is very important. We waste time. We take time for granted. When we look back at our lives, we sometimes say, "Oh God, I wish I had done something this other way. I would have been way ahead of where I am now." We have wasted time. Don't we all say that? So time is of very importance as we are the subjects to the King, who is God. Because God requires of us that we use our time wisely, that we do not waste our time. And here is where stewardship comes in forcefully to us. Then we talk about talent. What is talent? All of us are talented. Just think about it. You may be wondering, I don't have the talent to play or to sing or to do certain things. But when our lives touch others, in certain ways, we have our talents that we share with them. When our lives touch others who are hurting, just to listen to someone is a talent. Just to say a few words of encouragement, that's talent. Just to help someone along the way, that's a talent. So all of us are blessed with talent. But the thing is, we have to ask, how can I better use my talent in the service of God and of His church? How can I better use? And lastly, treasure. We must see treasure, giving of what God has blessed us, as a spiritual action. We just don't take our money and give to the church just like that for the church to survive. To give money is a spiritual action. To give money is to say that I want to see the word of God continue being preached. I want to see the church doors continue to be opened. I want the values of Christianity to be spread. Why? Because it's by the values of Christianity that one is able to live that life of God. Jesus Christ Himself said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So when we invest our money into this business of God, it is not wasted money. But it is there set for our youngsters that when we are dead and gone, they will continue in that tradition. And that is why, as Christians, we must never ever forget tradition. Some say, why, you're a traditional church. It is not necessary. Tradition is necessary, as we must remember that the Bible came from tradition. Tradition was first, and the Bible came from tradition. And we are so fortunate now that we are so literate people. But think about those who couldn't read and write days gone by. They depended on tradition to see God, to find God, and to worship God. So it's in this mode, dear friends, that we are kept to contemplate today what true stewardship is, to manage. I told you already that I was surprised one Sunday years ago when I went to a church, in the Episcopal church, a friend of mine who invited me to preach on stewardship. So now when I got into the church, on the altar, I saw 10 apples. 10 apples put, and I wondered what that was all about. 10 apples. And then in his welcome to the people, he said, all God is asking you, if you have 10, give him one. Of whatever you have in life, if you have 10 of what you have, give him one. That's a powerful statement, a powerful statement of true stewardship. And we know that it's the concept of tithing, which the Jews are very big on, which the Jew will tell you that their blessings come from their giving. Their blessings come from giving. And so we think of stewardship in terms of Christ. Christ gave to help, to heal, to restore, to make right. That's the purpose of Christ the King. And that should be our purpose. May God help us to be good stewards of His great bounty. Amen.